Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today it's really the daf is Lamed Vav. We're a little somewhat behind, not terrible. We're in Lamed Hey of the Bays. Really there towards the top. Abaye Haviyasa, the second line. Abaye Haviyasa Kameh the Rav Yosef. He was sitting before Rav Yosef. Abaye again was sitting before Rav Yosef. Like he always does. He always was the man Abaye is the one to remind Rav Yosef what things that he forgot, what he was asking Sheshachach Tamuna. Isik Leiritsua the Tfili. And the Ritsua of his Tfilin, Tor. Torah. Amalei. And he asked him, Mal Levictere, what should I do? I could tie it as a tie it in a knot. I'll tie the Ritsua back to the other part of the Ritsua. Amalei Kshartem Ksiv. It has to be a Kshira Tama. You can't tie it. Rashi over here says, what does it mean, Kshira Tama? Shetei Akshira Na'e. V'im Yesh Kesher Acher. For Ritzua, let's say there's another knot in the Ritzua to tie it together. Levad, Mikesha Shekayar Barash, besides the Kesher that it connects it to the head. It's not a pleasant, not a kshira, which is nice. Lashet acher, what does it mean? Kshira taba, ritzua shleima, lo kshira. Doesn't mean it means it has to be a whole complete ritzua without another kesher, without a kesher. Not because of the aesthetics, but because it's a part of the drasha that it can't have another knot. What about the sewing? The eyeline, like fairy, the gav. And you'll make it as inconspicuous as possible. Nobody will see it. Everybody will think, Baba Shalem. Omar, Pekhazi, go ahead and see what people do. Pekhazi, Bayaba, Dabar. Go and you'll see what people do. You'll see that, that nobody does it. And you'll see that it's all whole, nobody's doing the kshira, means that it's not accepted practice. Amra papa, gardume ritsuis, ksheris. What about the stubs of the ritsuis that are left after it was torn? But then you can use them. Here, Ma Rashi here it says, Bashatayla mina ritsuis, that which is hanging from the ritsuis. After they were fastened to the Reish, the only one things that are left are the stubs as opposed to the rest of the Ritsuas. We have tzitzis, we have gardumin of akudas hezai, different things of gardumin. La milsi, b'diyami, b'dvei rabchia, gardumin tcheles, gardumin of tzitzis, gardumin hezai, that we use for gardumin after it was supposed to be, by gardumin hezai, that we have the gabay, to be maza, to be retire. Share. Gadumi trans, gadumi asim share. What's up? Something Gemara again. Nothing like we say, and then the Gemara says, Avalacha, the Tashmishe Kedusha Nidu. Well, let me skip something. 1 second, I'm sorry. La Bilsahi, be the Omri Demei Rabchia. Gadumi trans, gadumi asim share. Hot sub who the Tashmishe mitzvah ninu. When we talk about tzitzis, we talk about things that are there to help out to be mishtabish in the mitzvah of tahara. Then those cases, gardumin can help the gabi a mitzvah. Avalacha, when we're talking about tefillin, avalacha, the Tashmishe kedusha ninu. Here it's Tashmishe kedusha the ritzuas. No, there it's not. It's Tashmishei Kedusha, like we find the Ratuas are referred to things that are used, Tefillin and Tzitzis are completely different. Tefillin are completely different. One is Tashmishei Mitzvah, one is Kedusha itself. Therefore, it's not going to have that same kula. Avalacha Tashmishei Kedusha. La, lo. Nichlal de Islo Shiura. Great thing about it, from the very fact that you're telling me that Gardubin is not, means that there must be some kind of a shear. A shear of what? Rashi tells us over here. The Isle Shura, Litzliya Saratsuas, Lavara Kesher, Bidamani Lishirayim the Gardubin, for the very fact that you're dealing, we even considering Shirayim, the Rishon, whether or not you're able to be Yaitza with the Gardubin. Why not? The Kama Shihurayu, what is the shear that we have the Gabe this? What is the shear of the Ritsuas? Abarabi Machaba Rishlakish. Ah, that's Matsreda. What we have again, well, it's Ah, that's Matsreda. You want to see what that is. The Kama Chaba, that's Matsreda of Kahana Machvi, and he demonstrated it that it was Kafuf. See the way Rashi says it, Kafuf is Aira Karatsua, Tehei Defis Hawa Kesher, Kama Shiyacha Lipshay Be Etzma Adama. From the forefinger till the middle finger, you spread it apart. Not really all that much. Yeah, sort of. And Ravashi Machvi, Machvi Pashit. And Rabba Kotalu Pashit. The Shani Lahu, what we have then, he demonstrated it. Pashit, Kama Shiyacha Lifshayt. Rashi over here says, what is that? The Pashit part. The around to spread Migudo Viad Etzba. That's much, much wider. The Legabe Etzba, the Gudo, you're spreading apart the thumb from the forefinger. Hava Bepshita. You would do it, you would spread it apart of the Gabe Yama V Etzba the Kfifa. Levi Shebe Etzba the Gudo. Miss Pashet Yoiser Harbe Mibe Etzba the Yama. Sreda Lashon Tzaras. What is the word? Why is it called Etzra Sreda? Lashon Tzaras Ada. It's like a competition, like two wives, or this is a Tzara. Tzaras Ada. Tzara Shel Al Gudo. That means that the other one, the rival of the Agudo, the rivals for attention, the Hainu Etzba has Sabach Lugudo, the one that's next to that. And, like we have, against here it says again, Ravashi Machli Pavar, Rabba Kata Lahu, Upashit, Vishani Lahu, he had it, stretched it out, and Vishani Lahu. What did he do with it? He sweated, he threw it on his back, behind him. That's where he kept the Ritzuas. Again, we'll see again that Taisvis here brings also, are we talking here about the Tzvot Shal Reish or the Tzvot Shal Yad? Taisvis comes over here. See the top, the Taisvis Kabashiyor, Lechaira, the Tzvot Shal Reish, Ayri. Demar Pashit Lay, Demar Pashit Shani Lalak Seifav. What are we talking about over here, like we're saying now? What stretched it out and then threw it back on the shoulders, through the back? Now, Chayrav. Now, what are we talking about that? Basha was talking about the Shul Sharaish. Umar Matlis Lahu. And the other one, let it hang. Avalah Aruch Perish B'Erech Tzreda. The concept of letter beside Paul Kasap this Rashir Ritsua Shall Yad Adetzma Trainer. He's talking about the Ritsua of the Yaruch. It's talking is another way. That it goes all the way from the arm till the finger. Stretches all the way out till the tip of the finger, of the middle finger.
After you wrap it?
Yeah, after. Yeah. Umay Trainer. I'm sorry, Perish, he etzba arucha. That's the forefinger. He etzba arucha, that's the middle finger. The ayin hevi biarach, another way, The Sanya B'tai Sefta, we have a machlokes, I can't elaborate much over here and there, but we have different ways what we're talking about over here. The Pashtus that we hear is the way for the Rashi we'd be learning. It's talking about the Tfilin Shel Rosh. But there is a tzad that it's talking here Tfilin Shel Yad, the way the Aruch learns. Now, if you take a look later in the Tosfos, B'Shimusha Rabbah, you see towards the, about the last 5-6 lines of the Tosfos, he brings the Shimusha Rabbah. Shimusha Rabbah, the Tfilin, Yesh, the Lepshu Ritzui Adalitu, Lechada Keneged Mila. How should you, how long should the Ritzuas be? He brings, Yesh, the late, there are those who hold the Lepshu Ritzui, they should be so long, that they should reach Keneged Mila Miyamina from the right side, Lechada Keneged Alev. Anyway. So here it says, again, one goes, the Shita is the right side of the right Ritzua as opposed to the left Ritzua. The right Ritzua as opposed to the left Ritzua. One goes, can I get a lane? And then the other one's, can I get a mitzvah? Oin Yeshaymer? There's another way here also. The mitzvah shir, reichav haritzuas. How wide should the Ritzuas be? Here, Yeshayim, the mitzvah shir reichav haritzuas. Yeser mikachita, upachas mikasaira. It should be more than a wheat kernel, less than a barley kernel. Maybe yeser kosher. What? But I can't hear you. Yeah, no, the width.
How can
be
yeser mikachita and upachas mikasaira?
No, the other way. No. The mitzvah shir reichav is more than a chita, but less than a seira. A seira is wider.
It's still very
long. Yeah, it's not long, wide.
It's very narrow.
So it's saying narrow. We want to know the chita. It's more than a chita, but less than a seira. A seira is wider, longer.
But it's still very thin.
What part?
It's still a very small shear.
Yeah, it's a small shear, but I'm okay. That's what it should be. That's it makes enough kamidas. How if you want, it's a big hinder. The hinder, you go to a cipher, you want the Eskom, you buy tefillin. You want ritzuas, you want mehudr, take a ritzuas that are wider than the standard ritzuas.
Now,
no, you want them wider. I don't know. Sometimes they're very narrow, the ritzuas. You want them wider, somewhat wider. I don't know why you can't be, why you went so hard here. What?
We never saw such thin ritzuas that are decided. Like a string.
No, it's not like a string. No, it's fine, yes. No, not those.
People
have
harder
than now.
It's
an unholy. No. I don't know. If you look around, it's the size of the ritzuas. You'll see the ones that are mehudr are somewhat wider. Yeah. So now it says, so the shaylas are here again, and what this is, and now we have more. Amar of Yudabereter, Shlomar, Shilas, Mishmei, Derav. Kesher shall tefillin, halacha l'maisha misinai. Shows what this is. What does this mean? Kesher shel tefillin is halacha l'maisha misinai. That we have to have a kesher. Why? All right. That there is a avisais that from the word the kshartim itself, maybe it doesn't have to be a kesher. It means you bind it. But a kesher shel tefillin is halacha l'maisha misinai. Rashi comes and tells us, what does that mean? Kesher shel tefillin. What is that? Rashi tells us, Chiddush. She yasim haritzuais al raishai. You put the ritzuas on his head. She hey dalid, that the dalid in the back. Kideshi hey, why? Kideshi hey, shin dalid yud nik nira alayhem. In order that the shem Hashem of shem shakai should be nira, on the tefillin, at different parts of the tefillin. What? The shed nira bekebet beis chachitzayna. Okay. The shin has it, like we said yesterday, from Bishimusha Rabba. There's the shin up three, the shin up four. The shin up three, you might have three regalim, three, four regalim. And, but that's as the, it's embossed, or the, embossed or the bias. Shekava, so then we have what? Basically then, shekava la klaf ke'en shin, where of course that's embossed, it's not the pasted on or something. The Dalad Nira B'Kesher. Then we have the Dalad, which is the way the Kesher is made, the way it's tied. Where's that? At the back. And there are different Minhagim, of course, as far as that goes. The Minhagim of that looks marvish like a Dalad, or it looks like a box, a square. No. And then at two Dalads, like, it's like two Dalads. And there are different Minhagim as far as how to make that Kesher. And then, the Dalad Nira B'Kesher, the Yud is Nira Ba'isa Shel Yad. Of course, as we have by the film Shel Yad, by the Kesher sticking out the little piece, by the Kesher Shel Yad, that's the Yud. Mainly have Shin Dalad Yud. Kamin Ritsua Ketana, Ferasha Kafa V'Yad Kamin Yud. And so what does it say again? And Amrav Nachman v'Noyehem Labar. The it's ornamentation, we'll call it, is that towards the outside, like Rashi here says, what is that? Hashem Yehenira Mimachutz. All right. Lashon Acher Noyehem Shel Ritzuas. They should be sought, in other words, the smooth part should be towards the outside. Utzvush Chayrus V'hu Noyehem. The black side should be visible from the outside, not the rough side. Or then we said, what's like we said yesterday? What's the color of the underside? Could be any color except for red. As long as you don't have red, everything is good. Now, what we have over here, and what when I said the chiddush, we have a very big chiddush here in Rashi. If Rashi's telling us, so what does it mean that it says over here we're saying the kesher shel tefillin is a halacha l'moshe Sinai? It means Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, you have to have the Shin, the Dalit, and the Yud. Which means, and half other Rishayim come and they say, that's not what it means. Because if we're going to say that's what it means, well, amongst other Titus, Rishayim come and they say, if it's going to be Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, then you can't say that the Ritzuas are Tashmishe Kedusha. What did we just got finished saying a couple lines ago? The tefillin are always, the ritzuas are always referred to as tashmishe kedusha. Tashmishe kedusha means they are auxiliary to the main, to the kedusha. So what do you mean? If there's halacha l'moshe Sinai, you have to have a shin talit yud formed by the ritzuas. It's not auxiliary kedusha. It's gufa kedusha. It's what gufa kedusha. We spoke about it on yesterday, Shabbos. We spoke about what the chiluk are, the din about basmata milsahi. That the tefillin shel roish, shel yad, it's gedush, dufa kedusha. It's not something, it's like egla rufa. Even if you hold basmata, lav milsahi, it doesn't apply by a case of gufa kedusha, it only applies by the auxiliary kedushas. Or tachrichin, let's say, for a base. Nothing intrinsic in tachrichin. Not no kedusha in that. It's there to be mishabesh, the base. The tefillin, they say, is not a halacha l'mashmi Sinai in that. The halacha l'mashmi Sinai is only, there has to be some kind of kesher. That, yeah. But not shin dalad yud. The fact that you want to put in your tefillin shayada yud, that has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Or the dalad. It has to be a dalad representing part of the Shem Hashem. The shin, yeah, but not the dalad of the yud. The only thing that the Torah wanted, Malacha L'Meshvi Sinai, make some kind of a kesher. L'chaira means what? You might not say you want to make a sailor's knot. Make it to the naked art of Chartim. You have that. As Malacha L'Meshvi Sinai, there should be some kind of a knot. All right. But not Shin Dalad Yud. Shin Dalad Yud is a new thing. It's not, can't say it's Malacha L'Meshvi Sinai. And what we have is, of course we have, this is a very big machlekes, a rishayim. Briskirov comes of course, and to explain what this is, what it is, if you hold that it's not halacha l'meishri Sinai, still be a din, it's the tzura of the not, even though not because it spells out the Shem Hashem, but because that's only a way what kind of a not that there is. Not because it has any direct shaykhus, because you want to make the Shem Hashem. But according to this, so that we have this machlokes rishonim in this. What this means, kesher shel tefillin, we have Rashi and we have Tosfos all over, that Tosfos argues with the Rashi. See, the Tosfos, eilu tefillin, well, eilu tefillin shel b'raish, shekotzum, Rashi says, shekotzum aleihem raiv Hashem, the shin, the dalad, the nero, the dalad, the yud shem b'ratzuas, la, v'aisiyas gemuris hein, lo chashivi min Hashem shel shakai. They're not considered because of the shame of Shakai. Because Luliel, Bresh Merik, Pastor, the Megillah, because it calls them Tashmishe Kedusha. Flohein Atzmat Kedusha. Shum Dukta, Lokari Lukiim Kesher Sheltvillin. It only calls them the Kesher Sheltvillin. That's not the Halacha Lomashemi Sinai. To have the shame. Not because they're part of the shame. I misspoke. I said, I didn't mean like that. I didn't mean you could have like a shmeker, like a sailor's knot. It could be you have to have the same knot, but not because they called the Shem Hashem. I said that's some other knot. Could clarify what that means. What is the halachah of Shem Sinai? The halachah is make a knot. What kind of knot?
This kind.
What?
This kind of knot.
It could be this kind of a knot. But not because it spells out the Shem Hashem. Or maybe it doesn't mean that at all. Maybe it means make a knot, make a different kind of a knot even. What kind do you mean, Clara, there? What is this? The knot. If you hold not like Rashi, so what do you have to do?
I
still
have the same
Hashem, but not adjacent. That's a Ramazim. It doesn't have to be adjacent.
Right.
No. You have that because the Isis will spell it out, even if it's not adjacent.
Yeah.
That's because it has the rive, Rashi said. It has more kedusha because it has the rive of the Shem.
Even though you have to do
Shem Hashem. Well, like Rashi says, yeah. Rashi says you do. Yeah. The Mishani now says again. Where am I? And they were sitting there and they turned over. And they became, the bottom part became visible. You're supposed to have the black on the outside. I didn't realize that they turned over. What is that a reference to? Eilu Tefillin Shomer Rosh. The Rebbe Shalom says, I will remove and you will see my back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rav Chana Babizna, Amar Shimon Chasida, Mulameh, Sheher Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lomayshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. Rebbe Shalom, Kaviyacha wore tefillin. Where's tefillin? Amar Rav Yehuda, Kesher Shel Tefillin, Tzarech Sheheh Lamayla, Kedei Shei Yisrael Lamayla. The Kesher Shel Tefillin has to be above the bone of the skull, as a remez. Kedei Shei Yisrael should be Lamayla v'lo Lamata. Tzarech Sheheh Klapei Panim, Kedei Shei Yisrael Lifnim v'lo Liyachar. Towards the front. To be towards the front. What? Clapping me more, Rashi says, Iref, Velobitsi Be'arash. Okay, now it's opposite the front. It's in the back. Opposite, but not towards the side. Tershay, Kavliation Israel, Lifin of Melacha. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Vidri. Amar Rav Amilam Rachacha, Aricha, Amar Rav Hun, Amilam Rav Nashi, Amar Shmuel. Tefillin, be'emasai b'varach aleihem. Tefillin Be'ayim, when do you make the bracha on the tefillin? Mishas HaNachasad. From the time, it would seem to me, what does it mean, Mishas HaNachasad? After you put them on. Mishas HaNachasad Liyacha Sheheinichad. Mashma, the way Rashi said, after they're on, yet you make the bracha. Great to Gemara, how could that be? You have to do it before you do the Baisa Mitzvah by Rav David Tarvayu. Nishas Hanacha Yad Shas Kshira. You do it before the Kshira. David Tarvayu Rashi Mai Nishas Hanacha Santika Omar Nishas Hanacha Yad Shas Kshira. Why? They came in the Adayim like Kashran Omer Lasiyasanu. That's called Omer Lasiyasan.
You assume there's one bracha
or two bracha? No, whatever. It doesn't make a difference in that. That part doesn't make a difference. That's not relevant. That's not relevant to this.
How do you make a bracha on the Shomraish?
Why not? You make a bracha on the Shomraish, whatever it is. You have to, as long as you do it, ever lasi yasa. No, no. Wait, let's see first what the Benim comes. Well, we have the mitzvah, then we have a big bracha like it's a Rishonim, of course. What is the din of Uksharten? Every day, do we have to make a new kesher? What?
The Vavish Takadik said,
No. What do you mean?
They move it over. Isn't that like the base
layer
on Shabbat?
We have, we have the machlaikis, the Rabbeinu Eliyahu with the Rabbeinu Tam. He's here and we have him chulin, we talk about it. And whether they see the bottom Taishvist that we have here, Mitkat, it says, when do you make the bracha? From the time you put it on until the time of the kshira. Mikan hayem edaktik, the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, shetarachat of the kasher tefillin b'chol yayim. Every day you have to make a new kasher. And, because the mitzvah is, ukshatim is to do the bracha before the kshira. That means that he holds every day you have to do the, you have to do a new kshira. Not like the way we do it. I mean, we don't do that. We just loop it through. And then we do it. And the Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam, the Kesher, B'chol Yom, Rabbeinu Tam, the Farish, the Eid, Sarach, and he brings a Raya. We talk about it in Chulim, this Taisus, and we have a Taisus in Chulim like this also. The Mi'ani Amin and Berakam in Chulim. There it says, Sarach Adam Shiyom, Gimel Dvarim. Asam Shito Milu. Rabbi Yudah says, a person has to know, Av Kesher Shel Tfilin. Berchas Chassad and Tzitzis. We bring now. So you have to teach them, but you should tell Mitzarch Lahem. Now, if you're going to tell me that every yid, the Mayil Amikshar, Kesher Shel Tfilin, Bechal Yayim, not going to be anybody who doesn't know about it. Bika the Shchichi Tvei. However, Rashi says, Shab Itcha, okay. And then this is the Machlaikis that we have. And then we talk about it a lot, the Shabbos also. Let's say it would come out. Let's say it would come out, but every day you have to do it. Comes out that the kesher is not a kesher kayama. You're not able to put a tefillin. The tefillin says you would do it. Let's say every day you would do it separately. Huh?
Go, for example, on Shabbat,
let's say like a tie. Like a tie. Let's say you can take a tie. It's not a kesher kayama. It'll come out on Shabbos. It says that there's an issur on Shabbos to put the tefillin on. Because you have to tie a kesher. Every day you do it, it's not a kesher kayama. And here we have my things in Megei Hocha Shabbos, the Mordechai that we talk about. That's because over there, the Torah acknowledges it, that it, the Torah is machshavit, the way he says to be called the kesher, because it says ukshartam. And therefore, even if it doesn't fit in with the definitions of what a kesher shel kayama is, the very fact that the Torah talked about it and acknowledged it as being a kesher, that in itself gives it a din of kesher shel kayama, even though it's not. Well, the kezach and chiddush, the yiddish, those are two different things.
Wait, hold on.
Yesterday, when we talked about, over here, we're talking about the ritzuas. Nowhere do we see over here that the bias of the tefillin, which by the way, of course, is called the ktsitsa, that has to be black. Let's say a person will want to make white tefillin. No, it's not a lacha b'shen. It's a mitzvah. We do it, of course. It's brought shulchan aruch. We have a mitzvah to do it.
Okay.
And there's a yeah. All right.
The
ritzuas are black.
That's
that we said, that is that the ritzuas that we had before, that already we have, but doesn't say anything about the color of the bottom. Doesn't say anything about the bottom at all. But we have it still in the black. But it's not the end of the Gemara never talks about the color of the bottom. That the Gemara is there. Amar of Chizna. Sach beit tfila litfila. Let's say a person talks. Now, he talks. Be the tefillin shel Ruyah, not the tefillin shel Reish. He was mafsik. Be the tefillin shel Ruyah, the tefillin shel Reish. Chayzer mavarech. He has to go and be mavarech again. Mashma what? By be tzachet, if he talked, then he has to be mavarech. Or the tefillin shel Reish. Lo sach, but let's say he does not talk. No, then what? Then he doesn't make the second bracha. Now, we'll see what this means. What he, I'm gonna read the second gemara first, then we'll come right back to it. Moshalach, Rav Chia, Bereda, Rav Huna, Bishmeda, Rav Yechren, Al Tfilin Shel Yad, Oimer. He said, by Tfilin Shel Yad, what do you say? Baruch HaShekin Hashanah, Mavisaisan Tzivanu, Lahadiyah, Tfilin. And our tefillin shall rise, Shaymer, he says, Baruch HaShekhar Hashanah, but it's late to the Tivano, our mitzvah tefillin. So he means what? Even if you don't, you don't talk. Vavai v'rava, dami tar v'ayu, no. Lo sach mevarach achas. If he does not talk, he's mevarach achas. Sach mevarach shtayim. And if he doesn't talk, if he does talk, he's Mavarach too. And Tana the Brisa we learned, Sach, make Tfilah with Tfilah. Let's say he does talk between one Tfil Shoraish, Nyan Tfil Shoraish. Avera he be on. That's called an Avera. Chayzer lo be'achel mochama. And he has to be Chayzer from the going to war. Now, Michelle, what does all this mean? And this already got totally also in all the Rishonim. Does it mean, let's take it Kapashtis. What do you mean as a regular layman reading this Gemara, I would thought, maybe. Sach be'tfila litfila. You would be chayzer b'varach. Means that if you did not talk, you would not be b'varach. So how many brachas do we make when we put on tefillin? See, one. You would make one. Then if you talk, then you make a bracha on the shoraish. Or it means something else completely. Avada, you make a bracha. Lahadiach tefillin on the shel yad. And then you're mevarach another bracha on the tefil shel reish.
Always.
Always. Except that if you talk, then you have to make another bracha. Lahadiach tefillin when you put on the shel reish. Besides the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. Does it mean that you're mevarech one bracha and you don't make a bracha at all? By the way, that's how the Sfardim do it. That's Sfardim do it. They make one bracha, they don't make a second bracha. Ashkenazim, we go with the shita that holds. We mevarech the din al hadiach tefillin. Then we mevarech al mitzvah tefillin. If you talk, then and you're mevarach too. Let's see the way Rashi learns it here.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Yes. If you take a look at the way Rashi says, Bein tfila l'tfila, Bein shel yad l'shel reish, the siper, Kedem she'aniach ha'isan al ha'reish. He talked before he put the tfilin shel reish on. So what does he do? L'haniach? The Michelle Yad Maskil Lahaniyah, of course. Mitzvah's Tvilin, and he's Mavarach the second bracha. The Avsham, Goymer is a mitzvah. He does that because he's Goymer the mitzvah. When he does, that's why he says our mitzvah's Tvilin. Now, by the second one, the Avsham, he's Goymer is a mitzvah. It's Mashmah. Mashmah what? Not a separate Mashmah, but Rashi, not a separate mitzvah. Now, the Rambam likely counted as two separate mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah, tefillin shel yad, and a separate mitzvah, the minyan of mitzvahs, of tefillin shel reish. Or maybe it's not, from Rashi's mashma, not like that. Rashi's mashma, nothing, it's a second mitzvah. To get your geimer, the mitzvah, it's one big mitzvah, and your geimer, that's why they said another bracha. But what does it tell us over here? Loisach, ein mevarach el shel yad bilvad. Rashi tells us what? Like the Svarger. Mashmah ben Rashi, and this is again an irony that we have. That we have again. Loisach, if he's not, doesn't talk, what does he do? He is mevarach one bracha finished. Ein mevarach el shel yad bilvad. You make the bracha la'adiach tefillin, and that's it. On the other hand, Sach Bavar Shtayim, the Shalch Rav Chiyim, Beit Tfilin, Beit Tfila. Now what does it say here? If he's talked between them, he's Chayzer Be'achar Amachama. What's so terrible that he did it? Now, Rashi says, what's so terrible about it when he did it? Ma Beit Tfila L'Tfila. I mean, Sach Beit Tfila L'Tfila. V'lo Be'erach Al Shel Raish. He was not mevarach on the shel reish. Ala samach al bracha rishayna. What did he do? What's so terrible about what he did? He's mevatel a bracha. He was mevatel the bracha because, again, it's sach bei tefila tefila, and he was mevatel the bracha that he should have made. He talked, and he was not mevarach al shel reish. Oh, Samach Abracha Rishayna, when he didn't, when he shouldn't have done it. Which means, let's say he does that. He goes and he's Mevarech Abrach Tfilin Shel Yad, and he talked. And then what? He was Mevarech. Like he had to do, because he was a Mafsik. Then he's not Chayzer Me'ach HaBachon. The problem is that if he was Seidach on the first Bracha, when he had no business being Seidach on the first bracha, that's called an Avera Biyada. Now, which means that the whole issue of Sach Beit Tfilin L'Tfilin, according to Rashi, is a problem with the bracha. Now, there is another way to learn it Bechlal differently. For example, let's say people that put on Tfilin on Chalamayit, and they don't make a bracha. Are they able to talk between Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Reish? Is there something terrible about that? And here it says that what? That there is. Because when it says, Ukshartam la'os al yodecha v'hayulutaitam is b'nei necha, it's b'yat. Without a hefsik between them at all. Nothing to do at all with the bracha. That's how some Rishayim learn it. What we have over here is, the Mordechai brings it. The Mordechai brings it. That what we have is, because it has to say it immediately, brings from Rav Haigoin. When it comes to Chalamayit, he brings the Trumas Hadeshin, brings it from the Rav Haigoin. You have to be careful also not to be Soch. That's nothing to do with brachas. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos is a whole different thing the way Tosfos learns. Soch, bein tefillin l'tefillin, chayzer mevarach aleha. And then, let's see, second one first. Loi soch, mevarach achas, soch, mevarach shtayim. If he's soch, he's mevarach two. Everybody see this? Perish bekutras. Loi soch, mevarach achas. Bein shel yad, bein shel reish. Soch, mevarach, soch. He makes one. It doesn't make a difference. Perish Kutras. If he's Sach, it's Mevarach one. Beit Shel Yad, Beit Shel Reish. He doesn't talk. He's Mevarach one, bracha finished. Sach, Mevarach Stein. What? What do you mean? L'honia Tfilin B'Shel Yad. Y'al Mitzvah's Tfilin B'Shel Reish. Yeah, that's Rash. We had. Rabbeinu Tam Perish. Loisach, mevarach achas l'shel reish. Besides the bracha of the shel yad, then you're mevarach one, like we do, always. Ashkenazim. Mevarach al mitzvahs tefillin shetuhi berchaso. On the other hand, sach, mevarach beis, nishal reish, lehaniach, the al mitzvahs. You do too. You make the bracha lehaniach tefillin, and al mitzvahs. Mechay gasa mishimusha rabba, that's how the shimusha rabba to tefillin, that also the same thing. That's how you do it. If you talk, you make three brachas. That's correct. If you talk, you make three brachas. Which, of course, will mean now what? Let's say you're chayza lave yachal b'chama. That was another issue. Not the way Rashi learned at all. At all. That could be even not like the Trumasad Veshneshe makes from the Reb Haigain. Problem is over here, you're going to brachas and tzricha. You could have made it, you were supposed to have made it standard two brachas, lahadiyach and al mitzvahs. Now what did you do? You talked on your kairim, a bracha shayna tzricha. That's another thing that we have here also. Now, sach bein tefila l'tefila bavar, now it's called chayzer bavarach. Taisvis comes over here, the first taisvis. Sach beit filo tefillah chayzer bavarach mikan. Here it says if you talk beit filo tefillah you chayzer bavarach. Why? When you ordinarily would not have to be bavarach anything. Mikan bedaktikin. Shadam sheichet oifus. Shechs a lot of oifus. Makes one bracha in the beginning. Obey mitzharbe. And he talks. Uvsach beit oif li oif. He has to do because he was mafsik. All right, but it's an avera. It's an avera hibiyano, like we're saying over here. You're going to bracha shein and tzricha. You know what I mean? You see, he's learning it with the brachas. He's not learning like the Rav Haigain. That it's not a smach that what will place his own, for example, by chalamayim. For those people that wear put on tefillin chalamayim, by the way, by Tysus himself. Says later on, we'll have Taisus the Tzvil and the Chalamay. But Taisus holds that it's a problem here in the Bracha, the Averim Yad, who's Chosen Lam Erachal Macham. Then he has a Mib, Stabra, the Kevin Yachal, Lifter, Bracha Achas. Ein lo le Daber, Kedeshi, Hey Zakuk, the Bracha Shmiya. It's not the Stab, he should be doing it, because it's Gairam Bracha Shayna Tzrichim. Bechul. I mean, this must be Rakhlahir, the Gabi this thing. I mean, where, cause it cuts in a very fundamental difference again. What we talk about is Spagay Pakapurim a lot also. If you're allowed to talk, really in the middle of Mikra Megillah, or the mayor, I mean, allowed to talk between the Kis Nebiyum and the Kis Nebiyum and Kis Nebiyushif.
Between the Kis Nebiyum and
the Kis Nebiyum, because you started the mitzvah already. Are you able to do it? The show will be coming. Remember, we talk about the riff in Rosh Hashanah, the Gabi Dinam of Hefsek and Brachas. There's a difference if you talk between the Bracha at the beginning of the Tkiyas, or you already started the Tkiyas. And then you're, and then we have to do, then you want to talk in the middle after the Bicha already started. You started saying Hallel, you talked in the middle of Hallel. These are the cases we have big Machlaikas in Rishonim. The Gabi this did. So this is where it's going to be like Aya here also.
The
thing is Chametz. Huh? Let's say the B'dik is Chametz. Let's say you made a bracha of Albir Chametz. And you talked in the middle.
10 minutes later.
All right. You talked 10 minutes later. You started the bracha already. You can't say it's a bracha of Akala. So we have, but you were not able to do it. I mean, not saying L'Katchila, you can do it. But it's not that if you did it, you have to be Bavarach again.
You talk before you started. You made the
bracha. Oh, that is different. You made the bracha, and then you didn't start yet. You'd say, I shake it a shudder, so it's better, likrayas a halel. And then you talked before you started the first tavaluka. That's one thing. You started, you made a lashrel, the shmaya called shayfer, and you talked right away. That's different between starting, doing that, and
that's worse.
That's Rav Shabrocha Levatola. On the other hand, now the Shabbat, well, they're even allowed to talk in the middle of once it's doing. But then we have a Rad, a Chiddushi, a Rad, as Kedeg and other Rishonim that we have in Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be like a lot of things that we have.
Was that,
What?
He goes out by davening. So he's not
taking
the bracha,
comes
back.
And he does. It's like shofar or something like that. He makes it actually yotzei. What? Oh, by tefillin, you mean?
Correct. Well, now he puts it back on. Yeah. Catching up. Correct. When I put the time, so no bracha. Now I put the see a lot of davening.
Oh, you're putting on a show yad on a show rice. Pashtas, he shouldn't, according to this. Yeah. According to the Rav Einstein, he wouldn't. There has to be, while he's doing it, you mean. Yeah.
Rebbe, when he's soch mevarech shtayim, does it matter which bracha he has to say first?
Yeah, he does the l'haniach first.
He has to do the Haniach first.
He does the Haniach first. It always, the Haniach comes first.
It's always first, okay.
Yeah. All right, now, what do we have here? Tadak shu beiniach, beiniach shel yad nachar kach, beiniach shel reish. The shel yad comes before the shel reish. And kushehu highlights when he takes filling off. Pardon me?
That's where the
post. Yeah. The Shul Chalitz, he takes Shul Reish, V'chakah Chal Shul Yad. Taking him off, it's the other way. Bishlevik Shul Menech, V'nech Shul Yad, V'chakah V'nech Shul Reish, Niksiv, V'kshar Tumle, Sayyot Decha, V'hayilut, the first. V'harim V'hayilut, Tumles B'nei Necha. El Shul Chalitz, Chal Shul Reish, V'chakah Chal Shul Yad. What's that about? Why? Which one? Do whatever you want. Omer Rabba. Rav Huna Asmerli, he explained to me, Amar Kram, Mahayilutai Tavais, Beine Necha, Kolzman Shebeine Necha, Yushtayim. The drasha is, Kolzman, that they are Beine Necha, you should have the Shel Yad there also. And therefore you do that first. Talk about my Tzvillim, I'm a Simon of Arkaleim, like we just got finished saying before. One of the bays, Mishas Anachasun. Ketzad, Hayamashkin, let's say Sladerach. Let's say, we'll see here. Person went out of his Yare Sheba Yeyamdu. He's going to a Derek. He doesn't want to carry his tefillin in his hands. He's afraid he'll lose them. Manichad. So what does he do? He puts that on, Kshagir, Kshes Manan. Before the, he put him on before this man, and then the what? The mashmash went. So that's when it's Vegeya. People have to daven early. So they're gonna, but in the meantime, so they have to, maybe Netzachama is later. And therefore, so they have to put filling on, so they're maybe to do by Yishtabach. Umavarach Aleim, Viad Masai, Manichan, until when is he able to put the filling on? Ad Shetishka Achaba. Until the skiing. Now, Rabbi Yankim Reimer, no, you can keep them on. As long as people are around.
Keep them on.
Bachachami Maimrim, Azman Shida. Keep them on until the Zman Shida. Why would you want to do this? Well, we'll see. Why does he want to do it until the Shida? Why is it? Umayim chachamim, see here. What this guy got here? Umayim chachamim the Rab Yaikim. Shim chalza and latzeis the Beisak. He said, let's say he had to take them off. The Beisak only cut his the Beisak merchitz. And then the shakachama. Then, you can keep them on, but don't put them on. You can keep them on. Why would you want to keep them on? What is it holding over here? He's holding, obviously, you can't put them on. Lila is not Zman's villain. Pardon me?
Therefore, what's the point of keeping it on?
So what's the point of keeping it on? And more. What's the point of keeping it on? The point is keeping it on. He wants to watch them. Wants to protect them.
You allow
him. Oh, that's another thing. He can keep them on if he wants to until the Zman of Shina. This is what says Tom Kushnichel Rakovin Ashok. Why? What are we worried about over here? We're worried that he's going to fall asleep and he's going to be mekfiyah. It's going to be a mizayah for the tefillin. Therefore, you're not allowed to do that. Let's take a look here at the Rashi Yemin. Tefillin Sheinicha before Abba Shachar, it's Mavarach before. And like we say, what's the Zman when putting on Tefillin? Acher Mishiyirach Avim Brichot Aladamis. And we Tefillin Lehultzka Acherim to put the Tefillin on Abba Shiyirachka Beirut Aladamis. Let's say he wants to keep him with Sheva Yavdo Yimisa Biyano, he doesn't want to carry them. So Manichim Beroy Sheva Mashmesh Behu, Nabi Kiluk Manicha. And then the other one holds that you can keep him on Ashatichal Regomid Ashuk after it got dark. Umaydim Chacham the Reb Yaikin, that if he took them off, he can't be Chayzer Manicha. Why? The Lala loves Mats Villahu, can you read in the Kabbalah? No, so why is he putting them on in the first place? Why is he keeping them on? He's keeping them on because he has to keep them on for some reason. He has to be shimer then. Matzvahu be up. Now what? But he can't go and put them on again. He wouldn't be able to do that. Why? Yeah, well, but the same reason. The reason that we said, that, like, we're saying, we'll see coming up also the same thing. Take a look. You see the bottom Tosfos?
Yeah.
The one light Tosfos. See the bottom light Tosfos? Rabbi Yaakov v'Eimer Ashetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. V'Chachamim V'Eimerim. Ad Zman Shina. You keep that board until Zman Shina. Rabbi Yankim, Chachamim, Sviril, the Lila, Zman Tfilin. They are. Rabbi Yankim says, Elachai Shinan, L'shem Yoshin Bahem, Yomit Rabbi Yankim, Achoka Tfei, Minim Abadin. He did more. This is not the way you see, the way Rashi learned it. Rab Yankiv said she calls an ain chayzer o manichan. The Lila loves mat filinu. Rab Yankiv, over here, the way Tosfos is learning, adds mat shina. Rab Yankiv and they hold svirilu. The Lila is mat filin, but we're chayish. Yeshem Yoshin. So it tells whether you hold Lila is or it's not mat filin. Rashi learns that it's loves mat filin. Why is he keeping it on? It's given up to be shimer to protect them. But there are limits to that, because he might fall asleep. Tosfos is saying that we allow him to do it because Achatich L'Rego Min Ashuk, or Azmat Shina, and there's an Indian of that, because Elilah's Mat Filin. Now the question is, how much are we willing to be makel on that? Rav Chisda would say, Matzlil here, we have the Gemara brings, Rav Nachman of Halacha K'Rav Yaikif. Rab Chizam Rabba Rab Huda Batzla Hubi Yorta Dei David Marav at night with it. Ika Diyamri Ein Halacha Karabi. Others say Ein Halacha Karabi Yaikiv. And others say the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yaikiv. But Rab Chizam Rabba Rab Huda Batzla Hubi Yorta Ay Dei David at night. Ahub Liga Ein Harami. Ahub Liga. That argues on that. Because he held Rav Chisda and Rav Neim are bachelor, the other Chanani. They argued on that. Obi Amar Rav Rav Huda Achi, V'Homer Rav Rav Huda Samik Hashecha, Samik Luch Hashecha. Loi Chaylitz, what did he say? Lo Chaylitz V'lo Beiniach. You don't do anything. You don't put it on and you don't take it off if it's a Suffolk. Havadai Hashecha Chaylitz. Now, why would you have to do that? Why would you have to be Chaylitz? If you tell me you can keep it on, Hasel B'Erev Shabbos Itmar. That's different. Only on Erev Shabbos you have to take it off. You can't keep it on afterwards. Why? Now, L'chaim, it's going to be Tully in the following. Why is it by Shabbos you can't keep it on? Because Shabbos is not as much filling. But during the week you could. Why? Because Lila is not filling. You hold that Lila is his bad villain. No. Shabbos Nami's bad villain. That should be Tali Habaha. Why? We'll see in the Pasuk. Ikasava Shabbos loves bad villain. Lila Nami loves bad villain. So why would there be a chiluk between Shabbos and Lila? The Mehechi, the Mamata Shabbos, Mehasamati Laylas. The heart all telling you the same thing, the Sanya. The Shabarta is a chukas is mi yamim yamima. Yamim, below Lamas. That would tell us, that pasuk tells us, Bible is not Svatvila. Mi yamim, below Kol yamim. Prat, the Shabbos is yamim toifi. Rabbi Yaisi Aglili gets them both on the sofa, and dashing the pasuk, dashing the pasuk, and not that. Rabbi Akiva, I mean, no. Leinemar chukazu, where it says this, the Shabbatas achukazais, Ella le Pesach, it's talking about, it's not even talking about Tfilin, Pesach Bilbad. Nafkalei mehechaz, where did he learn it out from? Nem afkalei the Rabbi Akiva. He learns it from a different place. The Sadi Rikima Miyachal Yaniachadam Tfil Mishabasas Viyabim Taifin. Pabad Laima, no. If it'll be an ice al yodcha, mi shetzrichet ice, a mitzvah that is an ice, yotzu shabbos is v'yamim taivim, shehein gufan ice, shabbos is an ice, yontiv is an ice. Where it's an ice, then it precludes tefillin on that day, which means, according to this, nothing will do with Lila. It's not the same pasuk. You can hold Shabbos is not about tefillin, and Lila is about tefillin.
Why
is
there no blood
chayus? Yeah, yeah. Abba, the way Rashi, because that's protection almost. Abba Rabbalazar, call him a nir tefillin achashkiya sachaba. He holds, Iver Beyasei, he holds Lila is not about the tefillin. Rabbi Yezid and Omar, he's even over al Lamalav. What is that telling? Lay member of Avad Omar Bila, come if the key. Yomar of Avad Omar Bila, call Makaim Shedema, Hishamar Pedvi, Alayna, Ella Lysase. The Marie Slate of Rav Avad, the Marie Slate of Rav. It says the word Shmira. Shmira means alive. So how can you tell me it's an assay? And that says no, the Chuli Alma, he's the Rav Avad. Omar Bila, everybody holds Hishamar. It's called Mechobak Shomer Peti Al's Alav. But it makes a difference. The Acha Bahaka Biflegi, Bar Savar, he shomered the Lav. He shomered the Asay. Even though the Klal is, he shomered Peti Al's Alay Sasay, will we only adopt that to a case of another Lav, not by the Asay? If Shomer of an Asay itself will be an Asay. Umar Savar, he shomered the Asay, Nabi Lav. It's always a love. Omar Balaza, Shabra Mutter. You would then, if you're doing it not for the sake of the mitzvah, then to watch them, protect them, then it's different. It's mutter to do that. That's the reason you could put it on Balila. You could keep it on. I wouldn't say put it on. I mean, but that's the reason they were about to do it Balila if they held Lila Matzville the way Rashi learned it. The Amar Ravina, have you seen the Kamei Ravashi v'Choshach? V'hiniach tefillin, and he put on tefillin. The Amri la l'shamra, and I'll say he l'shamra kabay luhu bar. The Amar luhu, the Amar li in. So what happened? Here, well, Ravina was saying I had a ma'isim. I was sitting before Ravashi, and he put on tefillin, and I said to him, the Amri li. The Shaman Kabayla Bar, the Amaliyat. Yeah, I'm doing it only to protect them. And I saw that it wasn't like that. Chazise Lodaite, the Lam the Shaman who. Not the reason he did. He did it because he wanted to be Mekai the Mitzvah. Who by Kasavar. Why? Halacha the A. Myron came. He didn't want to basket like that. But that's the reason that he did it.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.